we've kind of replaced authentic human connection with this fake social media version.
Yeah.
It just doesn't live up to this, to what we need. It doesn't cut it. It's trading a really good steak for spam. Like, I don't want spam. That might date me too. Nobody even knows what spam is anymore.
I enjoy a good spam.
Do you like spam? I do, yeah. But if you had the choice between spam and like the best steak you can buy, you're picking steak.
Oh yeah.
Every time, right?
Oh, yeah. And every time.
As much as you might like spam, Dylan, you're weirdo.
Well, it definitely doesn't compete with steak.
Yeah.
But I'll eat it.
Right. Fair. Your life, your journey starts now. Welcome to Deep Dive Dialogues, Journeying Beyond the Surface. I'm your host, Tyler.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Abigail.
In the vast ocean of life, what we see of one another is just the tip of the iceberg. Beneath the surface, there's a whole world, rich, complex, and waiting to be explored. In each episode, we'll delve deeper, beyond the visible, into the stories and experiences that shape who we are. Have you ever been in a crowded room or a room full of people and felt like you were completely alone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Lack of feeling connected, maybe, to the people that are in the room as me.
Yeah, not feeling known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to me like we live in a day and age in which people are more connected than ever, or should be more connected than ever. I mean, we can talk to people across the globe instantaneously, and yet people are more lonely than they've ever been. Or at least it seems that way to me. So why do you guys think that is?
I think we're searching for something deeper and more meaningful, and it's just not there. Even I have friends overseas and I don't see them anymore. And so there's this kind of like pit. Like I knew these people once. They were in America and I was able to talk to them, but now I'm not getting those authentic relationships, like spending time with them. I didn't get those, like what I truly wanted from those relationships. I built it up in the few months that these exchange students were here in America, and then it kind of just left. And that was really hurtful. And I think even with people who I'm around so often, we kind of are always on our like separate paths. Everyone is so busy, and it's hard to find out what is like authentic. What can I do to build these relationships deeper? And I think because everyone is so busy, we're all searching for that, but we're missing each other by a long shot. Because I know I'm not the only one. Like, I know so many other people are feeling lonely in a room full of people, and we're just not hitting the mark.
So you recognize that the relationships that we have today generally are not hitting the mark of what relationships should be. It's not complicated or difficult for us to look around and go, things are not the way that they should be. I shouldn't be in a room full of people and feel lonely. I shouldn't live in an age where I can talk to more people simultaneously than I've ever been able to before in all of history, and yet I feel like nobody really knows me, and I feel lonely and I feel depressed. So what is it that's causing that? I know that a lot of people feel this way. Abigail has even touched on that. So what is it that causes that? What are some of the barriers that are standing between us and real life-giving relationships that don't make us feel like we just walk through every day as if we could just be gone tomorrow and no one would notice?
Well, I think it comes down to asking, what is an authentic, like, what does it mean to have a real relationship with somebody? What is that? And I don't think it's that complicated. Like, I don't think it has to be complicated.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. What is it? Give me your thoughts, Dylan.
Well, I'm thinking of the song Fully Known, Fully Loved. There's this idea that if you're fully known but not loved, that's really vulnerable. Like, who knows what the person that you tell your stuff to is, are they going to go and tell the world your crap? And
then
it comes back and you're hurt by that.
Are they going to use it against you?
Right. And there's this lack of trust. Like, how can I trust somebody in that way? And I think relationships come down a lot to trusting. But if you're fully loved and not fully known, can you really say that you're fully loved? Because if somebody says they love you, but they don't know all your stuff, and you tell them your stuff, it's kind of there's not enough there to support the fact that you're actually loved by them in a way.
Yeah. Because they don't really love you. They just love the version of you that they think they know.
Yes, exactly.
And that's not to say that every single person that you have a relationship with, you have to tell everything about yourself. But that there should be some people that you have that kind of relationship with, and that in all of your relationships, you should be, we want to be comfortable enough with who we are to share things with people that are authentic. Now, we get to decide how much or how little we share, but I mean, I know throughout my life, I had this problem, this tendency to put on a different personality based off of the group of people I was with.
That's called social mirroring.
Yeah, social mirroring. Yes. Thank you, Counselor Dylan.
Yes.
And so I think...
Survival.
Yeah, there's this idea that we have to do that in order to be liked and accepted. But when you social mirror, when you put on the mask for a bunch of different groups throughout a day and then you get home, you kind of are like, who am I? I don't know. If you looked at me at 10 o'clock and then you looked at me at 3 p.m., I'm a totally different person. And then I get home and I have to kind of wrestle with all these different versions of myself and try and feel good about myself. And I just can't. You know, I feel empty or I feel confused. And underneath all of it, to Abigail's point earlier, I just feel lonely. And so what do we do about that?
I think a big part of like having a relationship that you can feel that is authentic, it's being able to be comfortable with who you are in that relationship.
Mm.
You don't have to do mirroring in order to fit in, because that person accepts you and you accept them, and you don't have to compromise who you are for just having a label of a friendship. Because I have plenty of friendships in my life. I think I'm better now than I used to be, and I think I probably still have some relationships like this, but especially when I was in high school, I had so many quote-unquote friendships that were just based on a couple interest points. Like we had things in common, but I couldn't be myself, because if I was myself or if somebody else was their self with me, I might judge them harshly, they might judge me harshly. It wasn't like a safe place. I wasn't safe in my own identity. That might be kind of confusing, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Being able to be confident in ourselves when we're with the people that we have true relationship with. I think it comes back to being fully known, fully loved.
Yeah.
You don't have to compromise.
And one of the things that we believe as Christians is that God does know us and that he does love us. And so we're not saying have confidence in your identity out of nowhere, because if I'm feeling like I don't have confidence in my identity and someone says, hey, have confidence in your identity. I mean, that's like saying to a fish out of water, hey, just breathe the air. You know, it's like, no, there's nothing that allows me to do that. But if we know, like, hey, the God who made me and who made everything about me loves me, and he made me the way he did on purpose, like I'm not an accident, gives me a lot more confidence in the way that I can start relationships with other people, because I can share my story and I can share about who I am and not feel like I have to have the other person's validation in order to be comfortable with me. Because not all relationships are going to turn into real authentic relationships. Not all relationships are getting to stake level. Some of them are just always going to be spam. And maybe it's just because you have different interests. Maybe, you know, that particular person just doesn't like something about you or vice versa. And that's okay. But, you know, we don't want all of our relationships to be so fake that they're built on nothing.
Yeah. I think even authentic relationships don't even have to be, you're talking about really deep stuff. I think for me, because I've built up multiple relationships where I am talking about the things that bother me, I have authentic relationships that are surface level. And when I see people talk about how they feel lonely and in a friendship, it's almost like there's an imbalance. One person feels like the friendship is in a good place and the other feels like it's in a worse place. I mean, that's what I mean by they're missing the mark. I tell my friends straight up, like, how I feel about our relationship. I'll say, hey, I feel like this is where we're at right now. We're not going to be talking about these deep things. I don't feel comfortable sharing that with you. And I think that's totally okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should be forced to be deep when we don't have to be. And I think that's the authenticity. And so if you have those one or two people where you talk about the things that you want to talk about that are incredibly deep and incredibly vulnerable, then you can go out into this world and be in that room full of hundreds of people and you don't feel lonely, because, you know, my place here is not to talk about the really deep things. My place here is to, you know, maybe you're in a conference where it's like you're talking about video games or something. Then you can get into that headspace where like you're comfortable with who you are.
That's a really good point. You have the level, the deep type relationships, and you're your cup, your friendship cup is full from the people that should be filling it, the people that you're closest to. And so you don't feel like you need that from everybody.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you're lacking that all the time. Because if you're lacking it all the time, you never feel like your friendship cup is being full. Then that's when you get into a room full of people and you feel really lonely.
And also I think that because you feel really lonely, you're going to try to grab at straws and have a bunch of 50 different relationships to fulfill the one thing that you need. And that's where you're missing the mark, is like, you might only have one problem in your life that you need to go talk to someone about, but you end up spending hours and hours talking to 50 different people about the problem that you want to focus on, and then you miss the mark. You're not even fixing the core issue. And you get into a bunch of unhealthy relationships because of that.
Yes. There is a book called The Seven Primal Needs, and he talks about how we all have these questions, and or seven primal questions. We ask ourselves these questions, and the question I want to harp on with this is, am I loved or am I enough? I think that's kind of in the same area. So if I feel as if I'm loved, then the world is good. I feel like I'm enough. I feel like I'm loved. But if the answer to that question in your head comes back, no, I don't feel like I'm loved, then we enter what the author calls the scramble, where we're trying to answer that question yes by any means necessary, which leads to pursuing a lot of fake relationships and you name it. The list goes on and on. It goes beyond relationships. But we're trying to make ourselves feel loved by doing whatever possible, which can be harmful to us. I was going to use an example, Tyler, and you probably remember this, and I'm not going to get too specific, but there was a moment when I was feeling very down because somebody on the internet was calling me just some harsh names, and I was starting to believe it a little bit. And Tyler, my good friend here, reminded me that the people that truly know me and truly love me in my life don't believe those things about me, and they know that I'm not that person, that this person was trying to make me out to be on the internet. And that really goes to the point, Abigail, what you were saying earlier, of every other relationship makes it more secure.
Yes.
It makes us feel more secure in all of our relationships when we have authentic relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it reminds us our baseline of we are truly known, truly loved, and we're valuable, and we're worthy of that.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons that social media, for all of the good that comes out of social media, I mean, everything that I cook at home practically is from a Pinterest recipe. There's a lot of great stuff on social media, you know, and people can share encouraging things and funny, you know, videos of babies and dogs. But also we get to this place of, I can have so many relationships. And to the point that's already been made, when I don't have any good core authentic relationships and I'm searching for that, and every relationship needs to meet that need for me because my cup is empty, because I'm not being sustained or satisfied by the friendships and the connections that I have. Social media is kind of like adding fuel to the fire, because we have so much ability to connect with so many different people that we're contributing to our own feelings of loneliness and depression, because we are searching for what we need in a place that we'll never be able to find it. Because real relationships, the real kind of authentic relationships, require time, and they require effort, and they require presence, being willing to sit with somebody. And on social media, you don't have to, or just, you know, the internet in general, you don't have to do any of those things. I could have a relationship with you where we talk more than I talk to anybody else in my real life, but it doesn't really require that much time, because I can type a message to you in 10 seconds. And it doesn't really require much effort for the same reason. I don't have to go anywhere to see you. I don't have to like make plans or take time out of my schedule. I can just shoot you a message really quick. There's no presence there because we're not actually getting together. And so some of those things that can feel difficult in friendships, like time and effort and presence, are actually really important to having the kind of friendships and relationships that we need to feel fulfilled as people. And social media has allowed us to have relationships without those things. And I think we're starting to see the negatives of that and how harmful and hurtful that can be.
Which I think the main negative impact is just loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it said that we live in a mental health epidemic, but what we're actually dealing with is a loneliness epidemic. And our mental health, depression, anxiety, so forth, really stem from loneliness.
Yeah.
Not always, but it often can and it does.
Yeah.
Especially with just the way that social media is.
Yeah. One of the great places to start as we talk about journey coaching resources here is this idea in the very first chapter of the Starting the Journey personal workbook. It's just sharing your story with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, man, you want to start an authentic relationship with somebody? Well, you got to know them. And how do you know them? Sit down and share your stories with each other. Talk about things that have made you who you are. And that's a great place to start. You don't even have to have that many similar interests. People will say all the time, like, oh, your friends are the people that do the same things as you. That doesn't even have to be true. Maybe you'll find things to do together that you like, but you know, you could be really good friends with somebody that you might not have a ton in common with, but that you're willing to just sit down and listen, and they're willing to sit down and listen to you. And you can develop some very real important connections that way through simply just getting together and sharing your stories.
Yeah. And listening and being heard, you can't have one without the other. If it's going to be right, those are so powerful.
That kind of floors you. You're like, how many of the world's problems would be solved if we just listened better?
Yes. That's huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
We want to be heard.
Yeah. So there's this book in the Bible called the Book of Hebrews, and we don't actually know who wrote it. We just know who it was written to. And Hebrews is just another word for a community of people that were being written to. And in chapter 10 and verse 24, he says, "Do not stop meeting together." And that's really important because the people who were receiving this letter, this book of Hebrews, were being killed and persecuted for their faith. And so for them to meet together was dangerous. It made them, you know, easier targets. And so a lot of people had stopped meeting together. They had stopped connecting with their Christian friends because they were afraid of what would happen to them. And the writer of Hebrews says, no, it's so important that you meet together that even in the face of death, you should continue to maintain your relationships because they are that important.
Yeah, the imagery that I take with that is, imagine you have a fire. You have a fire in a fire pit. You take out a hot coal that's in the middle of the fire. It's burning, but you take it out. But that coal slowly, it loses its glow quite quickly.
Yep.
But as soon as you take that coal and put it right back in the fire, it starts glowing again. And another imagery could be you have a pencil and you take that pencil and you snap it. It's very easy to snap it. The more pencils you add to that bundle, the harder it becomes to snap. And when you have a huge bundle, it almost becomes impossible to snap each individual pencil because each individual pencil is strengthening each other.
Yeah.
It's the idea that, simply put, we are better together. We're stronger together. When life puts pressure on us, we don't snap as easily. We don't burn out as easily when we're surrounded by people who are strengthening us and supporting us. And then we also have the duty to strengthen and support others. And we're stronger because of it.
And that's really good. And authentic relationships are important. If you want to learn more about how to get connected into an authentic relationship through Journey Coaching, visit journeycoaching.org.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next time and make sure you like and subscribe. Visit us at journeycoaching.org and check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Start your own journey at journeycoaching.org. Your life, your journey starts now.